The 10 Democrats seeking their party's presidential nomination met for a debate today in New York City, with most attention focused on the newest candidate in the race, retired General Wesley Clark. Clark, who announced he was a Democrat only a few weeks ago, was immediately asked about his party credentials, specifically that he praised Ronald Reagan and President Bush at an Arkansas Republican dinner 2 years ago.
I am pro-choice. I am pro-affirmative action. I'm pro-environment, pro-health. I believe the United States should engage with allies. We should be a good player in the international community, and we should use force only as a last resort.
Another dynamic at play today is the increasing frequency in which Democrats have decided to take on Howard Dean, the former Vermont governor, who was seen as the candidate with the most momentum. Here's one back-and-forth exchange between Massachusetts Senator John Kerry and Dean.
I do think it's important that if folks are going to talk about us being like Newt Gingrich, that we're not going to stand for that. There is nobody up here that's like Newt Gingrich, and I think we have to understand that.
Senator Kerry, I'll give you 30 seconds, and then we really do have
Well, in defense of Dick Gephardt, I didn't hear him say he was like Newt Gingrich. I heard him say that he stood with Newt Gingrich when we were struggling to hold on to Medicare.
NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson is at New York's Pace University, where the debate took place. Mara, the focus all day was on Wesley Clark and how he would do. What do you think? How was his performance tonight?
Well, I think he held his own. He was asked about several potential concerns for him. As you heard in that bit of tape you played, he tried to list his alignment with Democratic core principles on choice and on the environment. I think this is a potential problem for him. He did just announce his affiliation with the party, and the staffs of the other candidates have been questioning his allegiance to the party, and I think that criticism will probably continue.
The debate today was sponsored by CNBC and the Wall Street Journal, and it focused largely on the economy. Not thought to be General Clark's strength. He's only been in the race a week or so. Did he present any specific programs or ideas today?
Well, it was interesting. There was a pattern that emerged in his answers. He was asked, for example, about whether Social Security should be privatized, whether people should be allowed to put their Social Security funds into the stock market. He was very vague in his answer. The questioner said, well, I didn't get an answer to my question, and he tried again. And at that point, General Clark was more specific, and he hewed to the Clinton administration's policy on Social Security privatization, which is basically people should invest in the stock market, but not as part of their Social Security funds, something extra and added on. He has been coached by former Clinton administration officials, and I think what we did learn tonight about Clark is that he is a moderate centrist Democrat who would have voted against the war. How specific he has to be.